Well, this is home.
Peter Goodman lives in a community not far from Tortugas Mountain. He says views of the open desert, rural areas and the mountain were some of the things that convinced him to put down roots in the Mesilla Valley.
So the idea that I could actually take lunch and go on up there and picnic or even have a short hike that close to the university and get back to it, that'd be an attractive point.
Goodman is fighting a proposed retail development near the base of Tortugas Mountain. He says it's going to ruin the natural area just outside the city and adds there are better places for that kind of development.
I mean, if you think about camping or something or hiking or enjoying nature, you don't really want a McDonald's and a hotel and whatever else.
Pamela Carmody and her family have owned a mining operation on the property for 70 years. Now she wants the same land to be approved for commercial development.
The opposition has had difficulty meeting us halfway on anything. They want nothing there. So that's a very difficult position to be in.
Nearby resident and former County Commission Chair Karen Perez is concerned a commercial zoning would open the floodgates for development of the surrounding area. She's petitioned the Dona Ana County Zoning Commission to consider a zoning classification that would work as a compromise, letting the owners bring value to the property, but in a way that's consistent with the natural surroundings.
Open space recreation zoning allows for commercial development, but it's commercial development that is consistent with recreation. So they look at recreation facilities, tennis courts, swimming pools, greenhouses, agricultural development, rodeo grounds.
Doniana County Director of Community Development Daniel Hortet says open space recreation zoning might be feasible in the city of Las Cruces, but in the 5-mile buffer area between the city and the county, administered by the Extraterritorial Zoning Commission, there are only 3 zoning options: industrial, residential, and commercial. Given the major road next to the land and the NMSU Master Development Plan, he says commercial is the most suitable.
Are they great codes? No. Are they workable codes? Yeah, to the you know, kind of minimal ability of administering the codes.
Portet says Dona Ana County has plans to let the area be administered by the county and the city. But until that happens, new zoning classifications would require amendments to the ETZ ordinances. And Portet says it might be too late for that.
We can't just willy-nilly come up and create a zoning district that the residents or the property owner or the surrounding residents like, without taking away the legalities of development from the property owner.
Hordit is concerned that a court of law would consider any imposition of new zones a taking or unfair downgrading of the property's value. Perez says there are other considerations.
You don't perpetuate a bad decision because you're not looking at something new. You don't come in and say, well, I don't have anything else, so I'm going to do the wrong thing. Do the right thing. It takes a little more effort. It's going to take some creativity. It's going to take some work. But the reason that the train has left the station is because they didn't look at what the zoning authority asked them to look at.
For now, a commercial zoning request has been denied, but the property owners are expected to appeal. Peter Goodman and others hope the land's natural beauty can be preserved.
That's a boon that I think a lot of us take lightly, but the people who use it, some of them use it every day.
For KRWG, I'm Simon Thompson.